Garden schemes is a lovely idea,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, it's the best ever.
Terrific.
The
and
best ever.
We're going to talk to Jeff Stonebanks now, who is the Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for National Garden Schemes in eastern Mid-Sussex. And he's opening his garden to the public this morning. Oh, dear, weather-wise. Oh, dear.
But they'll come with their umbrellas.
They will. Oh, yeah, yes. Hardy people, yeah.
Yes.
It's part of the Macmillan Coastal Garden Trail, money raised going to the Macmillan charity. And, in fact, his garden was opened yesterday at around about 11 o'clock, but it's opening to the public today. Let's find out more about it. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Graham, and hello, John. Yeah, nice
hello there.
Well, are you saying about the oven today and the weather, where you were bemoaning the fact you'd not no cakes? Well, I'm afraid I've got loads of flaming cakes here all ready for visitors who are probably not going to come, so it's a shame.
Well, they will, don't you worry.
Well, they will after this, so don't eat all the cakes, all right? Now, it actually opened officially, was it yesterday? Was it by Jim Buttress?
It was, the lovely Jim, and I couldn't believe it. Jim was here for nearly 6.5 hours talking to people, and fortunately, that you've rained in the morning, but by the time we opened and Jim cut the ribbon, it was a lovely, it was blustery, but a lovely day. And it was amazing, the amount of time he was here, engaging with people. Now, great guy, and really, really thankful for him for coming along.
Yeah, and he was in the hot seat this time last week, here on Dig It, of course.
He was, and he's there next week, I think, isn't he?
Is he next week? Well, you can't get too much of Jim.
Anyway.
I don't think he is next week. I don't know who it is.
My apologies.
I haven't got the rota here.
Talk about the National Garden Scheme.
Yes, so that's what I want you to explain. The National Garden Scheme for people who might not be aware of it.
Okay, well, the National Garden Scheme, we've got about 3,800 gardens nationwide, all private gardens, some community gardens now, allotments and smaller gardens that open to the public each year for people to go along and visit. And it's a valuable experience. I mean, people that visit my own garden for the scheme, I think people nowadays like to visit gardens and get ideas for their own garden. And there's nothing better to see that a garden that's been prepared carefully and nicely by its owners to go on show. So it really is a day out. I mean, you can pay maximum maybe of £4, £4.50 to see a garden. Tea and cake maybe £2, £3. It's a great day out for under £8. And children go free. What could you want more?
I was going to say, it's also good for the whole family, isn't it? Not just gardens.
Yes, I mean, this year there's a particular web page on our site that identifies gardens that are particularly useful for families with children, many gardens having extra activities that children can engage in. So lots of information on the website that people can look at now the children have broken up for the summer holidays.
And are all the gardens all different shapes and sizes?
Well, they are, yeah. I mean, for example, you could have a large country estate that's been opening for many years with beautiful vistas. You could have a small garden like my own that's only 100 foot by 40 foot. I think it's just the extremes and variations that people can go along and see. I think in recent years, there's been a lot more interest in smaller gardens, which is why the scheme has engaged with a lot more smaller owners. Lots of people really love, not my cup of tea, I have to admit, vegetables and allotments, but there are now lots of allotments that are opening as part of the trails that we have. And it really is opening up to a much wider area and trying to engage younger and even children to embrace gardening so that hopefully one day when they get a little bit older, they might want to open their own garden.
Yes, that is all important. So give us an insight into your garden for people to come, and I'll give the address, obviously, at the end.
Okay, yeah, well, my own garden's 100 foot long. I mean, I've been very lucky. It's won several awards nationally, we recently had the Tourist Destination of the Year finalist in the Tourist District Business Awards, which was quite surreal. But mine opens for the scheme later this month, on the 5th of August. But, I mean, the gardens that we've got opening across the patch this month, we start first in North East Hampshire, and we've got two small gardens in Alton that are opening as a pair on the 11th of August from 1 to 5. The first is 42 White Down, where garden designer Joe and professional sculptor Richard have created their small town garden from scratch. It's an abundant haven of late flowering planting with creativity around every corner. It blends naturalistic style, blends with tropical and traditional planting, and provides intimate places to sit. The second garden is 22 Mount Pleasant Road, which is a small garden a few minutes' walk from the town centre, three garden rooms divided by arches and espalier fruit trees. There are perennials, rose, clematis against a backdrop of mature shrubs and trees. An entry to the pair is just £5. Next is Dean House in Alsford, described as a well-kept secret hidden behind the elegant facade of its Georgian centrepiece. See sweeping lawns, Yorkstone paths, gravel pathways, and many young and mature trees and hedges mixed with herbaceous borders. Don't mix the working walled garden with glass houses growing 125 different varieties of vegetables. It opens on August the 5th from 12 to 5.30 with entry £6. Moving on into Surrey, there is 69 Salisbury Grove in Camberley. This is a small garden with a difference, full of garden arts, crafts, plus terracotta pots. The garden specialises in aces and grasses, amongst many other things, and has garden decorations for sale too. And it'll open on August the 11th from 11 to 5, with entry just £3. A garden for all seasons, 41 Shelvers Way in Tadworth, is reportedly one of the most colourful back gardens in Surrey. See many choice perennials, annuals with cobbles and shingles supporting grasses and self-sown plants, plus a bubble fountain. It opens on August the 5th from 2 to 5.30, and entry there is £5. In Cobham, we have Heathfield, a third of an acre terraced plantsman's garden designed for year-round interest. There are gorgeous plants, all set off by harmonious landscaping, with urns, obelisks aiding the display. Two ponds and four water features add tranquil sounds, while a contemporary parterre in various topiary shapes add formality. This garden will open on August 12th from 1 to 5 with entry £4. And then over in Sussex, there's Colwood House in Warninglid with its 12 acres of garden, including mature and specimen trees from the late 1800s, lawns and a woodland edge. There's a formal parterre, rose and herb gardens, and fabulous forsythia tunnel. Water features, statues, gazebos abound, and it'll open on August the 12th from 1.30 to 4.30 with entry £5. In Horsham, there's Ben's Acre, just 100 foot by 45 foot, a garden that creates an illusion of spaciousness by good use of steps and terracing to give impressive views around the garden. Visitors say it's an inspirational and a visual delight, and it's going to open on August the 25th from 1 to 5 with entry £4.50.
What I want to know is where your garden is, so people can come and eat your cakes.
Oh, well, there you go. My garden is in Driftwood, and it's in Formarine Drive in Seaford, BN25 2RS, and we're going to open at 11 o'clock, with the weather depending. So fingers crossed we get lots of people.
25 minutes time, and you'll stay open until when?
Till 5 o'clock, yes.
No, I mean until what date?
Oh, sorry, my garden's open right through until the 2nd of September, because it opens for a variety of other charities as well.
Right.
And we're part of a local art festival towards the end of August into September, so we're open for 3 weekends with lots of art on sale in the garden as well.
Yes, I'll have to call it a day there, because we've got the travel champing at the bit to come in. But thank you so much for a great insight into the National Garden Scheme, and well done for all the money that's been raised to everybody. So that was Jeff Stonebanks, and yes, that garden, Driftwood, in Seaford, East Sussex, and the code is BN252RS. It's open from, well, in about 25 minutes' time until the 2nd of September. Right, you'd be very...